I want to flip back to the clinical side and really trying to get clinicians ready for when Bev is approved or if it is approved in breast cancer. Bill, you participated in one of these meetings, I think a couple weeks after ASCO last year, and everybody was trying to sort through where do we go with this clinically. In the last year, how's it going through your mind in terms of utilizing bevacizumab in a non-protocol setting?
Well, I think what clinicians will ultimately base their decisions on is what the data we have shows, and right now we have positive data from E2100, and by that I'm emphasizing the fact that it's used in the first line setting. And I agree with the comments that others have made that I have no reason to think that bevacizumab in conjunction with other agents in a first line setting wouldn't have a similar benefit. So I don't think we will see necessarily people restricting themselves to the use of Bev with Taxol alone. But I think where there will be caution will be the continued use of bevacizumab beyond progression. And I think until we have more data really guiding us, I think there's a greater sensitivity to the cost and resource containment with this drug after the Herceptin experience.
When Eric Weiner did the discussion after Kathy's presentation at ASCO 2005, he talked about utilizing other regimens where we had safety data, docetaxel, he mentioned a couple others, capecitabine, obviously. What chemotherapeutic agents or regimens do you think it's reasonable to utilize right now in a non-protocol setting with bevacizumab?
Well, we don't have a lot of phase 2 data combining bevacizumab with a variety of different agents, but that said, I think the experience with trastuzumab or Herceptin is very similar. And we had preclinical models that guided us a bit, and then the phase 2 trials followed, and they all were consistent that they showed an incremental improvement when you combined it with trastuzumab, whatever the agent was. So I'm actually of the belief that when you combine it with other chemotherapy agents, we're going to see the same uptick or increase in outcome that we've seen with the E2100 study. So right now, I don't have a basis to say we should restrict it to a certain agent because there's some preclinical or preconceived notion that it won't work.